Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 3. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu come stai?
Oggi sto benissimo, grazie.
Bene.
E contento di essere ancora una volta registrando Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, che bello.
We're delighted to be back with another episode of our travel diaries. And as you know, we're following some adventures in Trentino Alto Adige, a beautiful region in the north of Italy. Francesca, what's happening in this episode?
Well, in these episodes, we are, as you said, following Simone and his wife, Anna, who are heading to Bolzano, the lovely city of Bolzano.
I'm very jealous. I have to say, very jealous, because it is a beautiful part of the world. What's going to happen is, as usual, we'll listen to the text and then we'll talk about the language in the text. So let's begin now. Over to Simone.
Oggi siamo partiti in macchina alla volta di Bolzano, una delle città principali del Trentino Alto Adige. Appena arrivati ci siamo subito resi conto della bellezza di questo posto. L'architettura è fantastica, tipica delle regioni alpine, con tetti a punta e case colorate. Abbiamo passato la mattinata al mercato in Piazza delle Erbe. Qui l'atmosfera era davvero magica. Le bancarelle erano coperte di luci colorate e la neve rendeva tutto bianco e brillante. Abbiamo preso una cioccolata calda bollente per combattere il freddo. L'aria era talmente gelida che il nostro respiro diventava subito vapore. Per pranzo abbiamo mangiato polenta con il ragù. Non avevo mai assaggiato la polenta prima, ma mi è piaciuta tantissimo. Nel pomeriggio abbiamo preso la funivia che dal centro città porta in montagna, a oltre 1000 metri sul livello del mare. Da qui abbiamo ammirato la vista sulla città innevata e poi abbiamo cenato in un rifugio tipico di montagna. È stato davvero un piacere cenare accanto al camino acceso, mentre fuori dalla finestra nevicava. Ora siamo in un albergo di Bolzano dove ci fermeremo per la notte. Non vedo l'ora di vedere cos'altro ci riserva questa vacanza.
Wow, che invidia!
Sì, anch'io sono molto invidiosa. Che fortuna!
It does sound quite perfect. They've spent a beautiful day and they've eaten, they've enjoyed the cold weather and everything else. Let's go back through the text and we'll talk about each sentence in detail and help you understand everything. So, Francesca, can you read Simone's text for us, please?
Ma certo, Mark. Allora. Oggi siamo partiti in macchina alla volta di Bolzano, una delle città principali del Trentino Alto Adige.
Okay, so we begin here with the verb partire. Partire means to leave, and it's an essere verb, therefore we say siamo partiti. There's an agreement there. Siamo partiti in macchina. We left by car alla volta di Bolzano. La volta is a word I'm sure our listeners have come across.
Sì.
Una volta, due volte, so a time.
Sì, esatto.
But here, alla volta di Bolzano, what's going on here?
Yes, here the meaning is different. Volta is a synonym for a direction. Mm-hmm. So in the direction of, towards.
Okay, so we're heading in by car. Alla volta di Bolzano, in the direction of Bolzano. And we are giving a little explanation of Bolzano, una delle città principali del Trentino Alto Adige. So one of the principal towns of the Trentino Alto Adige, this region where we are in Italy.
Appena arrivati, ci siamo subito resi conto della bellezza di questo posto.
Okay, appena arrivati, hardly arrived, just arrived, once we got there, as soon as we arrived. Ci siamo subito resi conto. Now, I like this because this is a nice reflexive verb, isn't it?
Sì, il verbo è rendersi conto di.
And that di is crucial, isn't it?
Sì, sì, la preposizione di.
So, ci siamo subito resi conto. We immediately noticed something. And what did we notice? La bellezza di questo posto. The beauty of this place. So let's talk a little more about ci siamo resi conto. Because resi is our past participle, isn't it?
It's the past participle, you're right, Mark. But this is an irregular past participle from the verb rendere.
Yep.
So as it is the case for the majority of the verbs ending in ere, like prendere or leggere, the past participle is irregular. So it's not prenduto, which does not exist.
Pretend you didn't hear that.
Okay, but it's reso.
Reso, reso. So, of course, because it's a reflexive verb, then we need to make it agree. And the subject here is noi. We're talking sì. about Simone and Anna. And therefore, noi ci siamo resi conto. And the conto part is account. We rendered account of something.
Sì.
We realized. We immediately noticed the beauty of this area.
L'architettura è fantastica, tipica delle regioni alpine, con tetti a punta e case colorate.
Okay, so the architecture is fantastic, tipica delle regioni alpine, so typical of the alpine regions. And then a little more information, con tetti a punta, so tetti are the roofs, so
sì.
Il tetto is the roof, a punta is a pitched roof, e case colorate, colored houses.
Sì, che bella descrizione, mi piace esatto. molto.
Let's continue on.
Abbiamo passato la mattinata al mercato in Piazza delle Erbe.
Okay, so we spent the morning, la mattinata. La mattinata is a little more than la mattina.
Sì, la mattinata, it means the morning, as in la mattina, but it contains the idea of all the events, all the things that are happening during the morning. It's the same thing that we say, for example, with sera and serata. Sera is just the chronological time, while serata is everything that you do during the evening. That's why you would say buona serata when you wish someone to have an enjoyable evening, for example.
And the same thing would happen with il giorno and la giornata.
Sì, that's why you would say buona giornata. Have a lovely day.
Excellent. So abbiamo passato la mattinata, we spent the whole morning al mercato in Piazza delle Erbe. So at the market in the Piazza delle Erbe.
Qui l'atmosfera era davvero magica.
So here the atmosphere, the ambiance was truly magical.
I really like that word, Mark, ambiance.
Ambiance, yes, the ambiance was truly magical.
Le bancarelle erano coperte di luci colorate e la neve rendeva tutto bianco e brillante.
Ok, le bancarelle, are they the stalls in the market?
Sì, esatto.
Ok, so the stalls were covered di luci colorate with colored lights. So notice that it's coperte di.
Sì.
We cover something with in English, but or covered in, I guess, also. But in Italian, it has to be covered of. Coperte di luci colorate, covered in colored lights. And then the next part.
E la neve rendeva tutto bianco e brillante.
So we've got rendere again here, but it's slightly different because it's making everything. La neve, the snow, rendeva tutto, was making everything bianco e brillante. So white and shining.
Sì. Abbiamo preso una cioccolata calda bollente per combattere il freddo.
Ok, I can smell this almost.
I can taste it.
Abbiamo preso una cioccolata calda bollente. So we had a hot chocolate, a boiling hot chocolate, per combattere il freddo, in order to combat the cold. Doesn't sound really as good as we could translate that. Any other suggestions, Francesca?
To fight off.
Yeah. To fight off the cold, I like that.
L'aria era talmente gelida che il nostro respiro diventava subito vapore.
Okay, interesting combination of verbs here. L'aria era talmente gelida. So the air was so icy, so cold. And we'll come back to talmente.
Okay.
Che il nostro respiro, that our breath, diventava subito vapore.
Mm-hmm.
So that our breath was becoming, diventare,
sì,
subito, immediately, vapore, steam.
Steam, sì.
Let's come back to talmente. Could we have said here, l'aria era così gelida?
Sì, 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 certamente, è un sinonimo. Talmente, it's probably a little bit stronger, like it was so much freezing.
Okay, so talmente we can take it that little bit further, but così would work here as well. So l'aria era talmente gelida che il nostro respiro diventava, it was becoming, every time we breathed out, it was becoming subito vapore, immediately vapor, steam.
Per pranzo abbiamo mangiato polenta con il ragù.
For lunch abbiamo mangiato polenta, so we ate polenta. With ragù, with the tomato sauce.
Non avevo mai assaggiato la polenta prima, ma mi è piaciuta tantissimo.
Okay, some nice verbs here. We've got a pluperfect tense. Non avevo mai assaggiato la polenta prima. I had never tasted polenta before. So this is the pluperfect tense where we've got the imperfect of the auxiliary verb avere. Non avevo. Then we've got a mai in there. Ever, never. Assaggiato. Now that's a nice word for talking about trying food, isn't it?
Sì, l'infinito è assaggiare. It means to try, to taste, to sample.
Okay, so non avevo mai assaggiato. We've got our imperfect tense of the auxiliary verb and the past participle of assaggiare. Non avevo assaggiato. Threw in the mai, I had never eaten or tasted la polenta prima. Polenta before. Ma mi è piaciuta tantissimo, but I liked it so much.
Sì.
Okay, now that we know mi piace and mi piacciono means I like, literally to me please or to me is pleasing. Here we've got mi è piaciuta tantissimo. What's going on there?
See, here we have the passato prossimo of the verb piacere, and the verb piacere in the past is always formed with essere. So we have to be very careful when talking about likes and dislikes in the past. And as always, remember that while in English you liked polenta, in Italian polenta did the action of being pleasing to you in a way. So that's why we have the verb to be in the singular form, è, and the past participle of piacere, piaciuto, which agrees with polenta. So that's why it's piaciuta.
Another perfect explanation from Francesca.
Oh.
With that, we're going to leave it just for a moment. We'll be back very soon, but we're going to take a short break and then we'll find out what happens the rest of their day in Bolzano in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed your polenta there for you, for your little break there, Francesca.
Sì, con un buon bicchiere di vino rosso, ovviamente.
Ah, perfect. Okay, well, the rest of this episode will go extremely smoothly then. Let's continue on.
Nel pomeriggio abbiamo preso la funivia che dal centro città porta in montagna, a oltre 1,000 metri sul livello del mare.
Okay, nel pomeriggio, in the afternoon, abbiamo preso, prendere again, we've seen that irregular past participle many times. Abbiamo preso la funivia. The funivia is the cable car.
Sì.
Che dal centro città porta in montagna. Let's translate that literally. Che dal centro città, which from the center of the city or town, porta in montagna, carries in mountain, something like that.
See, or takes you to the mountain.
Exactly. Okay, and these mountains are a oltre 1,000 metri sul livello del mare. So they're over 1,000 meters above sea level.
Sì, sul livello del mare, which at times you can see abbreviated as SLM in Italian. So just some extra information there.
Excellent, excellent. We always like a little bit of extra information. Ok, let's continue on.
Da qui abbiamo ammirato la vista sulla città innevata e poi abbiamo cenato in un rifugio tipico di montagna.
Ok, let's do a little bit of word sleuthing about this particular word, innevata. You may look at it and you may think, oh, I know exactly what that means. You can maybe recognize a word in there. But let's think a bit, because if we apply these techniques to this word, then there are also techniques that can help us with other words. First of all, let's look at the ending. It ends in ata, A-T-A. And as many words end in A-T-A or A-T-O in particular in Italian, we know that these are often adjectives or past participles which function as adjectives.
Sì.
For example, we could talk about, give us some example, Francesca.
Innamorato.
Oh, perfetto. So, fallen in love, in love, innamorato, okay? So, it kind of means that something has happened to something. In this case, innamorato, you've fallen in love. In this one, we're talking about innevata. So something has happened to the città that we're talking about here. Now, if we look at the middle of the word, there are the letters N-E-V. And they may suggest something. Francesca, what are they referring to?
I think it's a neve.
Of course. So la neve is, of course, the snow. So the fact that it's got innevata at the beginning is suggesting that this has had snow happen to it. So the city, the town, is innevata. I think when we look at a word like this, we start to think, okay, what words does that look like in English? And you might be thinking of something like innovative or something like there, because it looks a little bit like that. But when you start to break it up, you can actually see that the word is hidden in there. La neve is hidden in innevata. So la città innevata. Okay. Again, this is just a technique that we can apply to lots of words. It's perhaps not the perfect example, but I thought we would try it.
I think it's really useful, Mark, especially when you mentioned the innovative. It's something that wouldn't cross my mind, but probably someone who speaks English would think of innovative. So it's good to have this kind of approach to new words.
Perfetto. Okay, let's go back then and look at what we're talking about. This is snow-covered town. Da qui, this is from the top of the mountain, abbiamo ammirato la vista sulla città innevata. So from here, we admired the view, la vista, sulla città innevata, the view of the city that's covered in snow.
E poi abbiamo cenato in un rifugio tipico di montagna.
Okay, so and then we had dinner. Cenare, to have dinner, in un rifugio tipico di montagna. So, un rifugio literally means a refuge.
It does. Although when we are talking about the mountain, rifugio is that tiny little house where mountaineers, climbers can take shelter overnight, for example. It's usually very simple with the bunk beds and really the basics that you need to survive overnight. I think in Scotland you call them bothies. I don't know if it's the case for the rest of the English-speaking world. But in this case, because we are in Bolzano and we are not really high in the mountains, it could be just a chalet kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And is this somewhere where it's like a restaurant where someone else prepares you food? Is that the idea?
Yes, and probably you can imagine the walls covered in wood and a nice fireplace and that cozy atmosphere. So it really depends on where it's located in the mountains.
Perfect. It sounds delightful either way. Let's continue on.
Ok. È stato davvero un piacere cenare accanto al camino acceso, mentre fuori dalla finestra nevicava.
Ok. È stato davvero un piacere. It was a true pleasure cenare, to dine, accanto al camino acceso. Now, the camino, as a Spanish speaker, I start to think about a path, but here we're talking about the fireplace, isn't it?
Yes, camino as a path would be cammino. For example, il cammino di Santiago with a double M.
Let's hear those two words together, please.
Camino, cammino.
So I hope you can hear the difference there in Francesca's pronunciation. Camino, one M, cammino. With two M's and a little bounce in the middle. One more time, Francesca.
Okay. Camino. Cammino.
So our first camino is the fireplace. And then si. The cammino is the way, as in the path.
Esatto. As in camminare, for example.
Of course. Okay, so it was a delight having dinner beside the fireplace. Acceso, it was a lit fireplace. This is where our false friends can get in and get us in trouble, because accanto al camino acceso, to the access path or something like that.
Oh, mamma mia.
But this is, of course, the lit fireplace. Mentre fuori dalla finestra nevicava. So while outside the window, it was snowing.
Perfetto. Ora siamo in un albergo di Bolzano dove ci fermeremo per la notte.
Okay, now we are in a hotel. Ora siamo in un albergo di Bolzano, of Bolzano, dove ci fermeremo per la notte. This is nice. This is another reflexive verb. We've seen quite a number of reflexive verbs in this episode. Sì. It's an interesting reflexive verb. Tell us more about fermarsi.
Sì, fermarsi means to stop oneself. And this is the future of the verb fermarsi. So we will stop or we will stay simply for the night.
And notice the E in the middle there, fermeremo. It's not ferma here, it's fermeremo, and that's the future tense for us. So, for example, if we were saying, we will wash ourselves, what would we say?
Ci laveremo.
Laveremo, okay. We will get ourselves up in the morning.
Ci alzeremo.
So each time, it's the eremo ending, E-R-E-M-O, a future tense ending. So, they're in a hotel in Bolzano, dove ci fermeremo per la notte, where we will stop for the night, where we stay for the night.
Non vedo l'ora di vedere cos'altro ci riserva questa vacanza.
Now, here, this ci is different. Non vedo l'ora, we've seen 100 times, I can't wait di vedere cos'altro, to see what else ci riserva questa vacanza. This holiday, this vacation, holds for us. So ci there is for us or to us. And that's a different type of ci from the ci fermeremo.
Sì, this is the what we call indirect object pronoun. So the idea is to us or for us, as you said. So it's nothing to do with the reflexive pronoun we have just seen, but they look identical.
Perfetto. Okay, let's listen again to the whole text. Hopefully things will make more sense this time round.
Oggi siamo partiti in macchina alla volta di Bolzano, una delle città principali del Trentino Alto Adige. Appena arrivati ci siamo subito resi conto della bellezza di questo posto. L'architettura è fantastica, tipica delle regioni alpine, con tetti a punta e case colorate. Abbiamo passato la mattinata al mercato in Piazza delle Erbe. Qui l'atmosfera era davvero magica. Le bancarelle erano coperte di luci colorate e la neve rendeva tutto bianco e brillante. Abbiamo preso una cioccolata calda bollente per combattere il freddo. L'aria era talmente gelida che il nostro respiro diventava subito vapore. Per pranzo abbiamo mangiato polenta con il ragù. Non avevo mai assaggiato la polenta prima, ma mi è piaciuta tantissimo. Nel pomeriggio abbiamo preso la funivia che dal centro città porta in montagna, a oltre 1000 metri sul livello del mare. Da qui abbiamo ammirato la vista sulla città innevata e poi abbiamo cenato in un rifugio tipico di montagna. È stato davvero un piacere cenare accanto al camino acceso, mentre fuori dalla finestra nevicava. Ora siamo in un albergo di Bolzano dove ci fermeremo per la notte. Non vedo l'ora di vedere cos'altro ci riserva questa vacanza.
Allora, è tutto per oggi?
Sì, direi che è tutto, ma ci sarà presto un nuovo episodio e... Beh, posso dirvi che andiamo a Ortisei la prossima volta.
Ortisei. Now, I do not know Ortisei, so I'm looking forward to discovering more about Ortisei the next time. Now, don't forget, you can also check out the full version of the Travel Diaries course on the Coffee Break Academy, and that's at coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll find the texts, along with lesson notes with explanations and other examples of the words and phrases included, and the video version, which will help you practice your pronunciation by reading along with Simone.
And now, as ever, we are posting lots of content on social media, so do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. And over on Instagram, we are posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Simone and Anna. So make sure you follow us on Instagram too.
Perfetto. Allora è tutto per oggi. Grazie mille, Francesca.
Grazie, Mark.
E ci vediamo presto.
Alla prossima. Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.